You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Idioms often do not get clearer the longer you think about them. Like, whose goats are being gotten in the expression, to get someone's goat?
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
And this is one of those sayings that I've heard quite a few times, and I always kind of laugh a bit because it's kind of a funny saying, but I don't really know what it means.
Well, that's a great place to start. To get someone's goat is often used to mean to annoy someone. Sometimes it takes on a slightly more specific meaning, which would be to tease someone or joke with them or pester them to the point that you irritate or annoy them, and that way you've gotten their goat. And I often use it in this teasing context where someone will keep teasing and teasing, and then at some point someone's had it because you got their goat. Now, as I say that, I think, what a weird expression.
Yeah, I don't quite see the goat connection.
And this is where I really thought about, should we talk about this on the radio? Because I'm about to disappoint you and everyone else, which is we don't have a good answer on this. It appears to be American. It originates in American English. The first citation in the OED is from 1900. And this expression, to get your goat, really peaks around the 1920s. And I'll come back to that. The people who've written about this, Michael Quinion, who does the blog Worldwide Words and is a really just terrific word detective, quotes a 1927 writer who called this expression one of the most absurd slang phrases in the English language. And Michael Quinion goes on to say, it's hard to disagree with that. And even worse, nobody has much of a clue where it comes from. So that's where we are. Quinion shows that it comes into use in boxing by 1905. And the quote he provides is from the Washington Times. The quote is, I think the crowd got his goat, or the idea of fighting, one or the other, because he did not say boo and sat down like a mope. Now, as I mentioned, get your goat, that expression peaks around the 1920s. And what I like about that is you really can see the fashion in this. That word was clearly fashionable. It was in the air. People were using it. Other people picked it up.
That's amazing how it can just take off so fast. I mean, that's not a lot of time.
Right. And then starting in the 1930s, you see it diminish, that it goes out of fashion. We still use it, but not nearly with the frequency that we used it then. There are lots of theories about where this word comes from. One of them is that goats were put into stalls to calm horses before they raced. So if you got the goat and took it out of the stall, then the horse would freak out.
The horse would be annoyed.
Quinion has this wonderful line where he says that one would have to have a substantial ability to suspend one's disbelief to accept this theory at face value. We don't have evidence that's where it comes from. There are people who say, well, goats are irritable, which is why you'd use it to talk about people getting irritable. There was a slang use of goat to mean anger around this time. People say maybe it comes from there. Quinion has found these jokes in the 19th century about kid gloves. And when they got old, somebody said, they're so old, I have to call them goats. But we don't know. Another theory is that it comes from scapegoat. But once again, the evidence doesn't hold up. Scapegoat goes back to the 16th century. It actually goes back to William Tyndale's biblical translations of Leviathan. And here you had two goats, one chosen by lot to have the people's sins symbolically put on it, and it was sent out into the wild. It was the scapegoat, and the other goat was sacrificed. But that doesn't seem to be where get one's goat comes from either.
I guess we're just going to have to leave it up to imagination. And hey, if you've got your own theories about where this saying comes from, you can send those to us at our website, michiganradio.org. And thanks so much.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, let us know at michiganradio.org.